So always the same approach by letting life reveal itself in its own way, through its own doors. Not pushing on anything, on any understanding, or not trying to dig or unearth anything profound. Just allowing contact to happen between the ear, maybe, and sounds. Or the body and breath. Or discovering the state of this heart-mind right now. And noticing the quietness in there, or the movements of the mind, the busyness. Maybe seeing if it's possible to invite a little lightness in there. It might be possible, it might be there, it might be possible to invite it, or it might not be. Just checking it out, is it possible to have some buoyancy of heart? Allowing for phenomena to be as they are without taking them too seriously. Even what appears sticky or serious, just maybe checking out if it's not possible that it's more ephemeral, more maybe less heavy than it looks at first appearance. And if something, anything, appears to be me or mine, if I appear to be in it, or if this appears to be in me, then just noticing this, feeling this, really mine, it appears really to be mine or me, or I'm this. And one way to play with this would be to use language to release a little bit of the I-ing or my-ing by maybe just thinking, oh, hearing is happening. Sensations are being known. Calm is present. So phenomena are being known. You might notice that they're not you. The sound is not you. The breath is being known, but it might not be you exactly. The mind states are known, they might not be you. Even hearing might be happening, really hearing, really happening. Maybe not exactly you, but really happening. This sensitivity to sounds and vibrations, children voices, hearing happening. Maybe knowing that is happening. Knowing of sounds, of breath. Maybe this knowing. Maybe this is not even you or yours, but happening, really.